News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has signed an advisory agreement with World Bank subsidiary International Finance Corporation for the implementation of a national trade portal at the Ministry's New Kingston offices. The portal will make all regulatory trade-related information and other trade information useful to Jamaican importers and exporters and investors readily available on a single integrated website. When implemented, Jamaica will satisfy Article 1 of the World Trade Organization Trade Facilitation Agreement, requiring parties to ensure that trade information is public and readily available.
Soon, we will be able to register online companies. All that this portal will bring to the process, I want to thank you on behalf of the government of Jamaica, and we will continue the work to try and make this a place, not only the place to live, grow your children and do business, but also through the process of competitiveness.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasamuda addressing the recent signing ceremony for the implementation of the trade portal. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett is reporting that Jamaica is no longer a seasonal tourist destination. Minister Bartlett noted that since April 2017, Jamaica has experienced double-digit growth in stopover arrivals. He says the country is now seeing an average of over 175,000 visitors on a monthly basis, which is a positive sign of future growth.
And that means capacity, and that means jobs that are going to be retained. Not seasonal jobs, but full-time jobs, good jobs. And we are building out the capacity of our people to be more efficient, to offer better high-touch service, and also to enable the constancy of top-of-mind performance and beyond expectation performance.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a ceremony to welcome the 4 millionth visitor to the island in Montego Bay recently. 97 new and pre-owned motor vehicles have been added to the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF's fleet to bolster crime prevention efforts and mobility. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the vehicles were purchased and handed over by the ministry with funds secured from the first phase of the traffic ticket amnesty.
Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, and that is why we are spending so much in increasing the mobility of the police force. And while we increase the mobility, we are also increasing the amount of police officers.
Over 390 vehicles have been handed over to the JCF since the start of the year. The National Security Minister says a number of motor vehicles will also be made available in each division to serve the traffic police and officers responsible for anti-predator larceny efforts. And the government is facilitating the expansion of Jamaica's energy supply options with the construction of a 37-megawatt solar power plant in Westmoreland. The $60 million renewable facility to be built by Eight Rivers Energy Company in Paradise Park will be the largest of its kind in Latin America and the Caribbean. Speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony, Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley said the country is well on its way to securing affordable energy for both residential customers as well as the productive sectors.
You recall in 2008 when the price of oil reached over $120-$140 per barrel and the devastating impact it had on our economy right here in Jamaica. So we felt it. And as a government, we took a very conscious decision then to develop our national energy policy. That national energy policy speaks to mainly energy diversification. And so we took a decision then that we need to develop our own energy security.
Dr. Wheatley added that the private company will initially sell its energy to the Jamaica Public Service Company at 8.53 US cents per kilowatt hour, with an expected price reduction going forward. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
high school students. Enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.